Welcome to Current Situation, your weekly political pulse. I'm your host, Joshua Gale, alongside South Carolina State House Representative Jordan Pace. Every week, our goal is to help you navigate the complex world of politics through a biblically conservative perspective. Before we begin tonight's discussion, we're going to take a word from our sponsor.
Are you a veteran, medical professional, or first responder? Hi, I'm Travis Walthall, your trusted home loan chap. And at Premier Nationwide Lending, I specialize in serving heroes just like you. Whether you're protecting lives or healing patients, you deserve a home that reflects your dedication. As a VA loan expert and a specialist in medical professional financing, I'm here to provide your mortgage solutions. Contact me today to begin your journey.
Premier Nationwide Lending. Visit us at loanslabrador.com/hello/Travis-Walthall. NMLS ID 1864838. Equal housing lender. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply.
In this episode, we've got special guest Jody Bowman. Jody is an unapologetic Christian, devoted military spouse to Scott Bowman, a retired Navy commander. She's a loving mother of three, a conservative fighter who will never cave to the Columbia swamp. Jody is running to be the next state representative for District 114 because she is sick and tired of do-nothing politicians such as her opponent, Gary Brewer, who says one thing at home and does the opposite in Columbia. Jody is ready to go toe-to-toe with the lobbyist special interests that we speak of on this podcast and the political establishment in defense of our conservative Lowcountry values. Jody, welcome to the Current Situation podcast.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks for having me. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Jody. Thanks for being on with us.
District 114, correct me if I'm wrong, we're talking Central Avenue in Somerville, Highway 17 area over there. So that's the Ponds, you know, some areas around that, Legend Oaks,
yes.
Highway 61, all the way down to the Mark Clark, which goes into West Ashley, part of Bees Ferry Road and Ashley River Road. I know quite a few amazing folks that live in every single one of those areas that would be delighted to cast their vote for you. You're such a wonderful person. Jordan, give us a little history on meeting Jody and just our hopes for District 114 and what we can see happen after June 11th and what is going to be the 2-year impact beyond that at the State House.
Yeah, so the best candidates, in my opinion, for State House and State Senate come from the grassroots. And I think that's where Jody's roots are, in the grassroots. And you have to remind me the name of the group, the organization out there in Dorchester County, Jody.
It's called the WIN Group, and it's Women Impacting the Nations. Yes. Mm-hmm. And actually, that group was started by a gal in Florida, Sue Trambino, who escaped Venezuela and started. She felt God call her and put that mantle on her to start this grassroots Women Impacting the Nation. At this group that I kind of got connected to, it's really grassroots in the fact that you read David Barton's books. Rick Green, you learn what the Constitution really says, what it really means. And so it's twice a month that we meet and we read books, educating ourselves on the Constitution, how it applies, the founders really mean when they wrote that. And so it's really been a big help to all of us learning, you know, what our rights are, how the Constitution is supposed to protect us from government overreach. It's been really an awesome group to join.
I love that. And Jordan, you also, every month on your social media channels, you share what you're currently reading that month as well. And those have been some incredible books. So if you're not completely aware of that.
Yeah, I try to post what I'm post behind, like, here's what I read this month. And I'm just trying to encourage folks to, you know, like you said, educate themselves and keep reading. Whatever stage of life you're in, there's always more to educate yourself on what's going on in the world, in the past, and what's going for what we can do about changing the future.
Absolutely. So, Jody, having a little bit of conversation with you prior to this, you know, tell us, you know, you're deciding to run because you want to go to toe-to-toe. You're tired of seeing some people representing you the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And that includes the incumbent for District 114, which is Gary Brewer. Just tell us what is driving you to do this. You know, similar to some other folks, you are feeling a pulling on your heart where you're in this one place in life where you can either, you know, start to sit back and enjoy some time in the retirement type of stage in mm-hmm. your life, but you're also motivated and a tugging on your heart, but you're also a mother of three, and mm-hmm. we know when moms are ready to take on something, they do a tremendous job, and everybody better watch out.
That is true, Joshua. Do not mess with the mama bear.
But, that's right.
I would say it probably started right around 2015. My husband got downsized out of a job, so he retired from the military and then was hired as a contractor, and that job kind of downsized. And so I was flipping through some Facebook probably, and I saw an ad that said, hey, we need poll workers. And I'm like, oh, hon, look, we can do our civic duty. Let's go be a poll worker. We'll meet new people and, you know, all that good stuff. So we did. And that was the year that Trump won. And so I was a poll worker. I didn't know anything about elections. I didn't know how they worked. But we were consistent voters because, you know, we're patriotic. We're a patriotic family, you know. And so we did that. And my husband bowed out after that night. He's like, yeah, he goes, too boring. I can't stand that long. I'm out. But I kept going. I really liked it. I liked seeing how the process worked. I became a manager, and then I became a clerk. I had my own precinct. And it was through that I met the Wynn ladies. One of the Wynn ladies kind of came up to me and she's like, hey, you know, what do you think about this and that? And so we started talking and kind of felt like we had a rapport. And she invited me to my first Wynn meeting. And like I said, you know, it's really, I went there and we were reading the book and discussing politics of, and there's a great couple there, Michelle Luft, who runs Conservatruth. Michelle and her husband, Jeff, read every single bill at the State House, read every yep. single bill, no matter how long it is, and they will put it in layman's terms on their website. And that way you can go and you can see good bill, bad bill. Why is it bad? She lists all the reasons why it's bad. If it's a good bill, she's like, this is good. Let's keep it this way. Wow. And so I met her at a Wynn group, and I just met some really awesome ladies who are just really wanting to make a change. We start every meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance, a prayer and a song. And so just being in that camaraderie of, okay, we can make a change. Mm-hmm. We can call our legislators. We can write letters. You know, there are things we can do to turn the tide when we see that the tide is going askew. And so we kind of learned to do that. And so it was just such a fun experience. And through that, being in the Wynn group, I also at our church, I attend Faith Church. I'm involved with a group of four or five ladies, and it's a prophetic group. And again, the ladies we would be praying, and they would say things to me like, God's calling you to government. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm a poll worker. That's what I'm gonna do. He's called me to be a poll worker. So they're all like, right. No, we don't. We think it's more than poll working. I'm like, no, it's poll working. I'm good. And so we, you know, that was another thing that the Lord would show me. And then, kind of like what I was telling you, Joshua, I went to Joshua's church in North Palm, and it was probably about a year ago, because you know, if you don't know Cindy Jacobs, just a lovely lady, just really on fire, and she loves red shoes. But she was there at Josh's church, and so was a prophet named Joshua Giles. And he came over to where I was sitting and pointed right at me and talked about government, talked about how God was going to open doors, and just pointing at me. And I'm just sitting there like, no, he can't be pointing at me. He's pointing to the lady behind me.
Behind me, right.
Yeah. And she you know, like, let's make a deal. She jumped up out of her chair and she was yelling. And I'm sitting there thinking like, no, it's really me, but okay, go ahead and have your party kind of thing. And that's what started it. About 3 months after Joshua Giles gave that prophetic word, the Lord just laid such a heavy mantle on me. I could not shake it. I told my husband, I'm like, I'm serious. I think we're going to have to do this. And he'd be like, no, you're a poll worker. No. But it just didn't go away. All summer long, we went on this great 37-day vacation, and it's still like sitting right here on my shoulder. And I'm just like, oh, Scott, seriously, I think I need to start finding out about this, who to call. And I saw on Jordan's Facebook page that he was going to be at some coffee house in Goose Creek. I told Scott, let me just go. Hear what he says, introduce myself, see if there's something we can, you know, if I can learn something. And Jordan was finishing up. I introduced myself to him, kind of told him what I was thinking. And he's like, yeah, just call me anytime, I'll have lunch with you. And well, we did. We called him and we're like, hey, we need to have lunch. And so we met him. And from there, is Jordan, I just gonna tell you, my husband loves you. When we left that restaurant, he's like, man, he is right on. And he just thought you were just
the real deal.
Yeah, he did. He really thought that you explained yourself, you know, very well. You were passionate, you're young enough to take on some of this stuff for the long term. And so he was just really impressed with you. That's kind of how we got into this adventure. But it was really just that mantle that the Lord laid on me that I just couldn't shake. And I tried really hard to shake it, but it did not go away. So here we are today, running for State House District 114.
That's awesome. Well, you mentioned caring about things that, you know, the culture or society is kind of going askew. What are some issues that you think are top tier issues, something you can impact or in Columbia, and that Columbia hasn't done a good job maybe of addressing?
Well, I do think a lot about that, Jordan, because I think, like, you know, I'm going to be new up there. What do you really accomplish in your first term up there? You know, and I hope I can just bring some civility and some common sense. I think that common sense is really lacking at the State House. You know, we have to be able to you know, I'm a Christian, so I can't separate myself, Jody Bowman, and Christian. I'm a package deal. So when I come in there, I'm bringing that with me, and I'm not going to change who I am based upon what everyone else says. So I think that that's the most important thing for me. I know the Lord has shown me some things. I'm not a dreamer, but he gives me open visions. And so he's shown me some things that I'm going to do when I get elected. I really feel that I will be elected, and I know what my purpose is when I get to the State House. It's not so much, it's never going to be about me. It's always going to be about the Lord. I know what his mantle is now. He's shown me. And so that's kind of what I hope to change. And some of the things in Columbia, you know, it's the whole thing with our kids. You know, the enemy has come in to steal our kids. He's confused them. He's confused their parents, you know. The way society functions as a whole, the government gives and gives, and with that are always strings. The government never gives you anything for free. It always comes with a string. And so I think that people have just relied on that so much, and we've given up so much of our freedom because it's been taken little by little by little. We're like the frog in the pot. We don't realize how hot the water's getting because we're like, oh, it's just a little. It's just a little. And before you know it, we're not going to have anything left, and no one will understand what happened to them because it was such a slow boil.
For example, we last year the House passed a Democrat bill called the hate speech law.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that something you would support?
Absolutely not. I think that is the worst bill ever.
Hate crime.
Yeah, law. Hate crime. I think it just further separates us. Right. I mean, you're separating people by putting this person in jail longer. My thing is, if the law doesn't protect us, fix the law. Why pile 2, 3, 4 laws on top of each other? You just create confusion and nobody knows what it is. So fix the law that's originally on the books. If that's not enough, let's fix that. But to compile laws upon laws and then pit people against each other, no, I'm not supporting that. I don't support that at all.
Good.
Well, you spoke earlier of you know, a vision and different things and prophetic things. You know, Jordan and I, when we started this podcast, we've known each other for a very long time. We were in school together at a Baptist university. I'm the more charismatic one. Jordan's the Reformed Baptist, but and you know, there are certain things that we see differently, but there's many things that we agree on and the gospel and the inerrant word of God being, you know, what it is.
Yep.
And, you know, so, you know, we're not afraid to talk about different things. And we know that we're trying to bring the capital C church together.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
And that's part of the goal. You know, you mentioned a vision and it reminded me of Ezekiel 8. You know, he brought me to the door of the temple court and I looked and I saw a gaping hole in the wall. And he said, "Son of man, dig through the wall." And I dug through the wall and I came open a door. And he said, "Now walk through the door and look at the obscenities that they're engaging in." And I looked in and I could not believe my eyes. And I feel like, you know, you're seeing into that. You're seeing into some things in Colombia, some things that are extremely corrupt and some things that have been purchased and paid for and things like that. And the Lord is going to use you in an incredible way to expose those things. And then I also just spending time with you in conversation, 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and through throughout the whole earth to look for somebody whose heart is perfectly toward him. And I know that that's the case with you, because who's in a retirement stage of life looking for something extremely difficult to do? It's the people of God. It's the people who love God. When everybody else runs away from something difficult, we run towards it.
Yeah.
And so that's extremely commendable.
Yeah. And that's really it. When I finally said yes, I said yes because, number one, I did not want to disappoint the Lord. If he called me to do this, then I have to believe that he's going to prepare me and he's going to walk in front of me to accomplish what he's calling me to do. So I didn't want to disappoint him. And secondly, I got saved when I was young, in my 20s. And, you know, it's been a life of obedience. God honors obedience. And I just thought, Lord, I really don't want this. I really want you to call someone else. But if you're not, I'll do it, because I don't want to disobey. I want to, when I see you, I want you to say, "Good and well done, faithful servant." And that is really my heart in doing this. So when I walk this out, when I knock on doors and I'm super tired because I am a little older than you guys, you know, I'm just like, okay, Lord, you need to just strengthen the body. You know, and Absolutely. Scott and I, Scott and I are doing all the door knocking. I don't have a team of door knockers. I don't have the budget that Mr. Brewer has. So, you know, and I know that frustrates RJ to death, Jordan. So you can also tell he's so frustrated about that thing. But for me, I know that God has provided. He will provide what I need, no more and no less. I'm right in the sweet spot. So, you know, we've already made our first pass of door knocking. All of the houses in Dorchester County, all in Charleston County, and now we're on our second round. And it's just Scott and I, two 60-year-olds, knocking on doors, talking to people, you know, and it's really good, because we do get a lot of positive feedback. We get some really good questions. I mean, people are concerned about the traffic. People are concerned about the schools. People are frustrated over the taxes. I mean, you know, our taxes are super high here, and there's no reason for that. We're just spending money. You know, everyone else lives on a budget except for our government. You know, it's just insane.
I'm curious how many folks have you talked to, like door knocking, have said, "No one's ever knocked at my door before." Have you had some of those?
Well, there's a couple. Gary Brewer's dad actually is knocking on doors, because he'll be like, "Oh, Gary, Seth was just here last week." I'm like, "Great." I said, "Where was Gary with him?" And they're like, "No, just Mr. Brewer." I'm like, "Okay, well, I'm Jody and I'm here."
That's one of the cool things when you're knocking on doors is getting to meet folks.
Oh, yes.
I had a bunch. They're like, "Hey, no one ever run for anything has ever talked to me before."
Right.
they didn't really care what I had to say. They were just happy someone was there to listen to them.
Absolutely. And I've met that some incredible people door knocking as well. The owners of Matt's Burgers in Somerville, incredibly wonderful family. Yeah, incredible family. And they care about conservative things. And they really hard work.
There's a good sponsor right there, John.
It's a good sponsorship right there. Guys, if you've never had a burger from Matt's Burgers, there's a reason. There's a reason they've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's Matt's Burger. And that is such a hardworking family too. What an incredible family that is.
That's awesome.
But it reminds me of things that we can do to support one another. You know, this is the ecclesia, right? The coming together of the people and support and discussing things that we need to accomplish and help one another with. If you are in some of these areas in District 114, you can invite your neighbors over, invite Jody over. You know, you don't even have to have a big spread, you know, and introduce yourself. Or you don't have the time, go over to Jody's website, which I've got pulled up over here. It's bohmanforhouse.com. That's B-O-H-M-A-N for house.com. Make a donation. Every single dollar accounts for something. And we're going to do some events. Jody and I, we're going to bring the Tiki's snow cone truck over to we're going to do a Tiki's tour, and we're going to come to a couple neighborhoods and give your children some sugar and fun and introduce ourselves and leave. But you know, this is what grassroots looks like, and everybody plays a role in that. And so if you feel like something is tugging on your heart, or you know somebody in these areas, forward this podcast over to them, forward that bohmanforhouse.com website over, and let's spread the word and do that for your other grassroots campaigns. In my area over here, where I live, I've got Greg Ford doing, you know, I'm making some calls for Greg. You know, I do not care for his opponent, which is Chris Murphy. Chris does not like to show up to work, and quite a few list of other things that I do not care for. You've got, you know, Matt Lieber running in this area. I do not care for Sandy Sin and everything that she filibusters and stands for as a progressive, not on my dime, not on my time. And look at the signs that are going out. June 11th is the election day. If you don't know where your polling location is, we'll have some different links and things that we'll share in this episode description. So whatever device you're listening on, but do your part, spread the word, help these grassroots campaigns do everything that they can. Jordan, what are some other questions that you have for Jody or some things you need to share with the listeners?
Yeah, so we're this has come up in a House bill, and now it's the Senate bill. So back it up a little bit. This idea of streamlining government by creating more government. And this is specifically, some folks probably heard of this, called the Health Czar Bill. So the Senate's 914, I think the, I forget the House number, the House bill number, 4927 maybe, something like that. I heard you mention how Michelle and her husband read the bills. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you'll commit to, that you'll read it, every bill that comes on the calendar should you get elected?
Yeah, and you know, I said that at a House meeting, and I really want to read every single bill. I think that it's important to read it, but I'll probably be leaning on Michelle, because I've heard some of your bills are like hundreds of pages long, and they come at you as a flurry. Yeah. It's not like you just get 100-page bill a night to do go through. You have several.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that will be my learning curve.
Yeah. So there's thousands of bills that are filed every year, but only maybe 100 total will actually make it to the calendar of any substance. There's a whole bunch of naming resolutions and things like that. But that's, I can't tell how many times I've asked some of my colleagues, have you read this bill? And that's kind of what I get is the answer. Basically, they're doing what they're told.
Yeah.
So
having
somebody who's committed to like actually read these things. And here's why I bring these two bills up about centralizing government power. The Senate version, or the House version, excuse me, was like 74 pages long. The House version is 249 pages long.
Oh my goodness.
They are behemoths. Most bills should not be this, I mean, are not this long. Most bills wind up being about a page, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it's a good idea to centralize or back to grow the size of government in order to try to streamline this government? Like, does that make sense to you? Is that something you could?
No, but you would support? Remember, I am a spouse of a military man, so I understand how appropriations work and how ridiculous some of that stuff is. So, and my question to the people when I knock on the door and they're like, well, isn't it good that DHEC is now? I'm like, when has the government ever taken little units and made them giant units to be efficient or effective? When? Name one instance where government ever. as a giant entity is efficient and effective and works for you. They can't, because government doesn't function that way. Government does not function as a giant thing. It's wasteful. You know, that bill actually, wasn't that bill brought up by a Republican? A Republican wrote that bill, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and he didn't know how much money it was going to be. He didn't know if there would be any cost savings. He didn't know, you know, if we're having a new building. Yeah. He didn't know anything about it. And yet, we're supposed to vote on this thing? Like, I just think to myself, okay, who would be foolish enough to even think that that was a good idea? Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Government does not function in a giant bubble. It just doesn't.
Right. What'd you say earlier, Jody?
I don't know, Jordan.
Yes. And what'd you say earlier? Everybody works on a budget except for the government.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, the government works on a budget. Believe I've read. Mm-hmm. It's just the government's budget grows every year. Far more than ours, you know, your family budget grows and anything like that. So, that's been kind of a wake up call. Yeah, the rhetoric with my first 2 years, like the rhetoric has always been Republicans, conservatives want to shrink the size of government. And then I get there and I realize like every budget has been growing the size of government. And I ask some of my colleagues, didn't we run on shrinking this? Why are we growing this? And the answer I get is always, well, this is just what we do. I mean, it's astounding.
Time for a change, Jordan.
And I'm optimistic. I think across the state, we're at a fulcrum point, like at a tipping point.
Agreed.
Where we can actually make that change.
Mm-hmm.
The momentum is I think on our side. The grassroots is activated. Groups like the Wind Group are popping up all over the state with different names, not affiliated with each other, not affiliated with national organizations. It's just local people that are genuinely and righteously frustrated.
Yep.
And a lot of times thankfully, it's Christians that are getting righteously frustrated.
Absolutely.
We see lots of Psalms where David writes about loving the things that the Lord loves, but also hating the things that the Lord hates. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of things we learn that, you know, God hates corruption. God hates unequal weights and measures.
Mm-hmm.
He hates injustice. And those are all things that sadly our government has been perpetrating all the time, week after week. So I'm excited.
Yes, absolutely right. Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, it's good to have that perspective. I'm excited about this opportunity in this voting date, which is June 11th. Any final comments for our listeners from either of you?
Well, if I can just say, in order to find out your voting, so let me just tell you, you can go to scvotes.gov. And you can plug in your last four of your Social Security, and that will give you everything, who your House guy is, who your representative, what district you are. And now that we're single districts here in Dorchester County, that will also tell you your school district. So you can get all of that information at scvotes.gov. And so, that will help you.
Jody, what's your website again?
My website is bowmanforhouse.com, and it's also on Facebook as well.
Well, thank you for tuning in. thanks for visiting the Current Situation podcast, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in another week for episode 18. And we're excited to bring you some more faces from around South Carolina, where you can be paying attention to some races that are extremely important for the next 2 to 4 years in Columbia, and the things that we hope to see accomplished for the state of South Carolina, and how we want to be represented well. So thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you again next week.
Can I just do one last thing?
Absolutely.
We didn't talk about the sheriff much, but Mike Turner for sharing. Mike Turner, I have known Mike Turner for 20 plus years. He's running against Sam Richardson. Mike is a good guy. He's been in law enforcement, I think, all of his life. And he's currently down at the Citadel doing their security down there. But Mike's running for sheriff here in Dorchester County, which would actually cover parts of West Todd, I believe. And then all the way out rural past Ridgeville and all. But, you know, Mike is also an America First candidate. So we kind of all run together, stand together, huddle together. Mike's a believer, strong family of faith. So he's another good guy that you might want to tag team with.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, we don't, you know, as much as we know on the Current Situation podcast, we don't know everybody and everything, nor do we have the capacity to. So thank you for sharing that. We'll put some of that information in the show notes as well. Awesome. Thank you again for visiting. Thank you for tuning in. And everybody have a wonderful rest of your week and great weekend. And we'll see you next week.